AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge late Thursday issued a temporary restraining order against President Trump's proclamation that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard University. The temporary hold came hours after the Ivy League school filed a legal challenge over Trump's ban, asking for a judge to block Trump's order. Harvard has called Trump's move illegal retaliation for the school's rejection to abide by White House demands. A Massachusetts high school student who was arrested by immigration agents on his way to volleyball practice has been released from custody after a judge granted him bond on Thursday. After his release, Marcelo Gomez da Silva told reporters that he's grateful to be out, but wants to help the others who are less fortunate.
If they have to be deported, so be it, but in the right way, in the right conditions, because no one there is treated goodly down there. No one there is treated good.
The 18-year-old came to the U.S. from Brazil at age 7. Authorities say the agents were looking for Da Silva's father, who owns the car the teenager was driving at the time. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports global police organization Interpol says 20 people have been arrested in Europe and the Americas following a cross-border operation in 12 countries targeting child sexual abuse material.
The operation, led by Spanish police, started at the end of last year after police officials identified online messaging groups circulating child sexual exploitation images. Spanish authorities now have arrested 7 suspects, including a healthcare worker and a teacher, Interpol says. The healthcare worker allegedly paid minors in Eastern Europe for explicit images, while the teacher is accused of possessing and sharing child sexual abuse material via various online platforms. Authorities in Latin America have arrested 10 others in 7 countries, including 3 in El Salvador and a teacher in Panama. The remaining suspects were arrested in other parts of Europe and the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Organizers for the LA Games say President Trump's newest travel ban won't affect the Olympics.
Planning and preparation for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics has made significant progress, and organizers say they're confident that President Donald Trump's latest travel ban won't prevent Games participants from entering the U.S. LA 28 Chairman Casey Wasserman says the federal government already recognizes that the Olympics require special consideration. 16 International Olympic Committee members wrapped up a 3-day visit to Los Angeles on Thursday, having inspected multiple venue locations in their second visit since November. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Tom Felton, the original Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter movies, will slip into his old role on Broadway this winter in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Felton will be making his Broadway debut in the role, beginning performances at the Lyric Theater in New York on November 11th. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.